With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Another look at the California wildfires, the water investigation, and rebuilding efforts.
Surrounded by burnt-out Altadena homes, California Governor Gavin Newsom told NBC's Meet the Press the fires could end up being the worst natural disaster in U.S. history.
I think it will be in terms of just the cost.
The governor says some environmental regulations are being suspended and property tax assessments are not increasing so folks can rebuild stronger. Newsom says they're working on a Marshall Plan.
We already have a team looking at reimagining LA 2.0, and we're making sure everyone's included.
And an independent investigation is underway into the lack of water for firefighting.
It's not about finger pointing. It's about answering the questions.
Also underway, investigations into the cause of the fires and whether they're linked. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com. More on the story now from correspondent George Williams concerning the cost of the fire.
A preliminary estimate by AccuWeather estimates damage and economic loss thus far approaching $150 billion. By comparison, Hurricane Helene last fall was estimated upwards of $250 billion. One meteorologist with AccuWeather says, unlike previous California fires, which were in more remote areas, the current ones have struck in the densely populated metropolitan area around L.A., with some of the highest real estate values in the country. George Williams reporting.
Weather situation improving now in the southeast. It had been taking a beating with heavy snow and ice, making highway travel dicey at best for the last 2 days. Side fencing and roof of a pedestrian bridge has fallen during very strong winds, closing the main highway south of Anchorage early Sunday. Alaska Department of Transportation says no one was injured. This is SRN News. More and more young men are joining the Orthodox Church.
So many, in fact, that denominational officials say they're planning to open new churches across the U.S. this year. Many young, often single men are learning about Orthodoxy online, and some say they were drawn to it because of its masculine leadership style. The Orthodox Church split from the Catholic Church in what is known as the Great Schism of 1054. Orthodox Christians currently make up just one-half of 1% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An LGBT advocate convicted of injuring an officer with a homemade explosive at a 2023 campus protest over transgenderism at the University of Pittsburgh, Brian DePippa, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. His wife will serve 3 years of probation for her role in that incident. This is SRN News. A Tennessee law requiring pornographic websites to verify the age of visitors largely blocked in court.
That action came as similar laws kicked in for Florida and South Carolina and remained in effect in other states. U.S. District Judge Cheryl Lipman on December 30th ruled that Tennessee's law would likely suppress free amendment speech rights of adults without actually preventing children from accessing the harmful material in question. The state attorney general's office is appealing. Some 19 states have passed similar laws. John Scott reporting.
More than 5,000 nurses still off the job in Oregon. They picketing 8 Providence hospitals in the state. Nurses Association Union says it's the largest health care strike in state history. Even a few doctors have walked off the job. That after negotiations failed to produce an agreement. More details at SRNnews.com.